Judge Bryce Marshall questioned representatives of all entities involved, eventually calling it a sound proposal. He said it showed there had been hard bargaining, and there were no indications of any kind of inside deal-making that would unfairly benefit one party over another. Afterward, attorney Chris Heller with the Little Rock School District said he was pleased.
For my district, it eliminates a lot of uncertainty because we've had this litigation pending for years, and you've seen before where a federal court has said that funding would stop immediately. This puts our district in control. They can plan for the future of these kids. They can make a transition concerning the magnet schools and work with the other districts in the state cooperatively.
The agreement avoids a hearing that had been scheduled for next month for the judge to consider the state's request to stop payments to the three districts, which run about $70 million a year. Under the agreement, the state is to pay about $65 million for the next 3 years, then pay to upgrade dilapidated facilities in the fourth year. State Representative John Walker is an attorney for Joshua Interveners, which advocates on behalf of kids from poorer neighborhoods. While he signed on to the agreement, he doesn't like that it allows Jacksonville to create its own district and worries other communities might also want to leave the Pulaski County Special School District.
If you have a Sherwood District and a Chenal District and a Maumelle District, what you'll have is socioeconomic segregation, the kind of which is just not beneficial to anybody. I mean, I don't think rich people benefit by staying among rich people, nor do poor people benefit by staying among poor people. But we are all a melting pot, theoretically, and that pot has to have an opportunity to melt.
The judge scheduled a fairness hearing in January to hear from families who filed suit. If he doesn't find any problems, final approval will be granted then. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.